Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
This is WA2U. Good evening.
KC2MBU.
KA2VLA.
Okay, there's three right there, so we'll start at the top with WA2U. John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, good evening, Jeff, WATU. Good evening to those that have checked in. For Clint there and the other gentleman and the trustee, I recognize the call there. Kathy and I had a nice day without buckets of rain, so that was kind of nice because we have two or three days that are going to be like that. So didn't do a whole lot today, working on a few projects. So I guess it's going to be kind of a cool evening. We had some hail yesterday, but all the plants in the garden survived, so we're lucky there. Just wanted to pop in and say hi. I guess everyone's gearing up for the field day event coming up, so hopefully we're into the repeater okay, but looking forward to getting up to the camp in the Adirondacks pretty soon, so we're trying to miss all the black fly season. So I'll turn it back over to you, Jeff. We'll say good evening to everyone from Clay, New York. WATU, back to that.
Okay, John, well, I'm glad to hear there were no direct hits in the garden. I heard there was some hail around there yesterday, but we didn't have any here, but I heard somebody online was telling me they had like 2-inch hail there, so it can happen. All right, well, hopefully you'll get up the Adirondacks soon there, and you and Kathy can relax. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU Ray, I missed another meeting tonight. I realized it about 8:30. Sorry about that. I hope there was a good turnout. And what else is going on?
So we're down to 59 degrees. We did have a good meeting, although there's only four of us that made it. But covered a lot of stuff and had a good. Some good discussions. Got some ideas for helping the club out. So, just going over the lease sheets for tomorrow and going to call it a night.
Roger that. Yeah, you have a much better memory than me, I guess. I can't seem to remember this meeting, but I have a couple excuses. I just have a million things to do, and I can only concentrate on a couple at a time, I guess. All right, well, good luck with the, I guess you're going up to auctions tomorrow or something. Good luck with that, and we'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jim. This is KA2VLA. Well, didn't do anything remarkable. I told you last night I fell after I got done running my radiator, stumbled on going in the back porch, and I got goofed up on my shoulder. So I had to get a doctor's appointment today, and they repaired it. Go back and see him in a week, see how it's coming out. Getting clumsy. Fell up to your place once. February I fell again in the garage. And fall yesterday. Got me clumsy. Can't be any other reason. So I guess that's all our news. Hope to see you up to camp one of these days. KC, KD2AIT, this is KA2VLA. Clear, listen out.
Well, you get one fall a year there, I guess, or one or two a year. So you've used yours up, so no more falling for another year. I had to stop up to camp today. I just wanted to check on their progress on the road there, and I spoke with one of them. They're going to be bringing in that stone probably on Saturday now. And also, Matt's coming up tomorrow. I think he's up for the weekend, for the whole week and into the weekend, so he should be around. All right, Clint. Well, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KD2YDC.
KHVM, State Brunswick, Ohio.
Okay, you got KD2YDC and K8VMC. I believe that's Bill in Ohio. All right, we'll start with K2YDC, the defunct mayor of Fine. Good evening. What's going on up there in Oswegatchee?
Not much going on here. Yeah, there we go. I knew his name would come to me. Not much going on here. Just got getting ready to have a late supper there, and wanted to check in with you there before I went to eat yet. Because once I get eaten there, the clatter and the pans and the spoons and forks, and I can't hear the radio. So I thought I'd get that done before I try to eat there. Hey, to YDC. Back to that.
Well, that's good then. No clanging around the dishes during the net hour. All right. Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for checking in. And you have a good one up there. I'm fine. K8VMC, an Echolink station here. Bill in Ohio. Good evening. What's going on?
Not terribly a lot. I'm just getting used to being on Echolink in this particular form. I've done it right directly on the computer, but right now we're using a remote. I'm walking around the house with an HD and going through a V71 Kenwood. And I've been playing with it the last 3 days, trying to get it to work and things. It's not 100% the way I want it, but it seems to work, and I'm enjoying ham radio and being able to hear other signals outside the state clearly, instead of having to listen with my ears and the noise. So that's what's going on now. Back to you, and I believe I see it. Your name is Jeff, is that what it is? And mine is Bill. Now control K8VMC.
Roger, Bill, the handle here is Jeff, and you sound pretty good. There's a little, just a little bacon frying way in the background. I don't know if it's through your remote or what. I don't usually hear it, but I have been having some issues here with the Echolink station here lately, so it could be that too. But otherwise, you're sounding good. Have you ever been here to upstate New York before?
Upstate. Let me see. This is a northern tier and southern tier. But anyway, no, my son lives in Jamestown, and they just came up to see us, but we occasionally go up there and do some visiting. That's around the lake. We do like that lake area. But that's about the only time I get to New York. Go ahead.
Okay, roger that. We're up here. The repeater is located north of Utica, and in a small town called Boonville. And it's a nice area. If you should ever get up this way and come see the Adirondacks, you'll definitely enjoy it. And we do have a net here every night, 9 o'clock. And you're welcome to check in. So thank you, and do come again. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2IMG, good evening.
KC2IMG, was that Brenda?
Yes, it is.
Good evening, what's going on tonight? You keeping the dishes quiet over there?
I'm trying to, went to the fry pan, but then I decided, nah, I don't want the fry pan. I'll just throw the chicken into the little full conventional oven there, the small oven. Not the big oven, but the small oven, the toaster oven, there you go. So I was taking this to the toaster oven now and just used the hot plate there to heat up the water and make some potatoes to go with it. But other than that, not too much going on. So we'll turn it back to you, okay? So 2INZ, back to that.
Well, see that? Charlie's a lucky guy. Chicken and potatoes. Wish I would have had that tonight. But now we had a good dinner here. I shouldn't complain. My wife made pork chops and mustard greens. It was very good. All right. Thanks, Brian. Thanks for checking in. And we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins. It's myself. I worked today, and then I ran up to camp real quick and dropped some stuff off up there and talked with some of the guys there about on the road. And came back here, did some work in the garden, and took a walk up on the towpath there for a little bit. And still got a bunch more work here to do on the computer, so it's a never-ending cycle around here. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on?
Well, we're still standing out here in front of a DPN talking about stuff, computer stuff. I was hoping you'd come to the meeting. I wanted to pick your brains about Linux screwiness. But anyway, yeah, it's getting kind of cold out here. But we're talking about Winchester, shoebox-sized Winchester disk drives and stuff like that with Hanley here.
Yeah, that's going back a little ways.
I still have, I think, as a...
Well, you cut out there. Was your battery day? Well, I think either his battery or his handheld must have kicked there. I'm going to give him one more shot there. KC2WI, do you copy?
I don't know what happened. The radio turned off. Maybe the battery's down. So it probably lost me in the middle of a sentence there. But anyway, I've been playing a little bit with, I got some old computers. I got a couple up at my dad's. I was up there. I decided, hey, I'm going to see, I think this last fall I did, maybe it was or something. I took and attempted to load Zorin OS in one, and I was pushing it too much. It was like a 400 megahertz Celeron. And it worked. It loaded, but it was deathly slow, so I decided to try something else and put in Puppy Linux. Made a CD, and after I changed the drive so that it would read the darn CD that I burned, it booted up and didn't run too bad. So then I decided to put it on the hard drive in place of the Zorin, and then that's where I got into trouble. And now I'm not sure, I'm sure I did something wrong, but I'm lost.
Barely hear you, Pete.
Well, okay. How is this? Any better?
Roger, that's better.
Well, okay. Anyway, I was hoping you'd be at the meeting. I was going to pick your brains a little bit on my adventures in Linux.
Oh, sorry about that. As usual, I forgot the meeting again. I have such a bad memory when it comes to that, especially if there's anything else going on, it gets driven out of my head.
Yeah, we tried calling you on the radio. Well, actually, I was on my way up here, and I didn't hear you, and then we tried calling you here, so we figured you'd forgotten or you'd got busy with something. But, I was playing around with an old computer that last year sometime I decided to try loading Zorin OS Lite. I don't know if you know that one, but it's a Ubuntu sort of derivative, with the claim to fame being it looks very, very close to Windows, so people could use it.
and it just, it was like a 400 megahertz old Dell, you know, and it worked, but it was just deathly slow, so I decided to try Puppy Linux, and I burned a CD, and it booted up pretty halfway decently, so then I decided to put it on the hard drive in place of the Zorin, and I kind of got it on there, but not really, it won't boot. Something going on, I did something wrong, or, you know, erased the old Zorin files, and probably, I'm guessing that's where the grub configuration file was, but I don't exactly understand it. I tried making a new file in what I think is the right place, but that didn't work, and I jumped in the car and headed from there to here, so, I haven't quite got the knack of all the Linux stuff and where stuff is and how it labels the partitions and stuff like that.
Roger, I think probably what you'll have to look up is how to install the grub bootloader. I don't remember how to do that. It's been a long time. But you'll probably have to install that separately.
Oh, well, it's there, but it doesn't work. This thing was obviously a 400 megahertz Celeron, so it had Windows 98 on it, and I, you know, it was a while since I did the first thing, but I booted up the Zorin disk there, and I said install, and it installed Grub, and installed Zorin. I must have told it leave the old thing there, I guess, and I didn't remember that, but. I discovered it when I was playing around initially, but you know, when I was looking at with Linux, I saw that, oh yeah, there's a SDA1, which is the old, you know, the C drive, and then the Linux partition. So I said, oh well, Windows 98 is still on there. Well, I'll leave that, and then I said, okay, but I don't want the Zorin, it's not gonna work. And my mistake might have been that I basically said, I'm not going to use the Zorin, I'll just erase all the stuff there and put the Puppy Linux in its place. And I ran the Puppy Linux installer from the live CD, and it copied all the stuff, and then when it rebooted, I booted to a prompt that said Grub Rescue or something. But it's not exactly clear to me where I'm supposed to be looking in that, you know, Grub boot, whatever, for the Grub configuration file. I would have thought that it would have been on the first partition, which is the Windows one, but apparently it's not there. So I don't know.
I would just use your live CD and open up a terminal on it, the live CD, and then just issue the Grub install command. I think it's Grub dash install, if I recall correctly, and you could probably just type grub dash install space dash dash help and get all the you know, the menu on how exactly you do it, but you can tell it to reinstall grub whatever device you want. You know, you should be able to have disk, you know, the device list, and then grub install to it. I think there's a, if I remember right, there was a command to recheck the grub install. I think that's an option, like grub install, you know, option notes or recheck. So you might want to give that a shot.
I'm going to have to try some command line kind of thing, because there was in the Linux, I don't know, system, you know, we'll call it the start menu, but, you know, system. There's a thing for grub and a thing for grub for DOS, and I click the grub thing and it comes up with this thing, what do you want to do, and it gives you a bunch of choices, you know, find installations or repair or add a new system or whatever, I can't remember the details, and any one of them you click on, nothing happens, it sort of clicks and comes back to that screen like, you know, there's some kind of error there, and I would have thought, you know, what I finally decided was, I'm just going to say install it, you know, I don't know if it was repair or reinstall, and it just doesn't work. So maybe the command line thing might work, or at least when it didn't work, they'd come back to a command prompt with some sort of an error message that I could figure out. You know, I could probably start and just nuke it and do it the whole thing over. But I want to do it this way just because. Figure out what the heck's going on. I can't figure out even where exactly does Grub get installed. It must be on some partition. I know it, you know, changes the master boot record and whatever. But it doesn't exactly make sense to me. You know, the problem with Linux is that if you're not, you know, there's probably a million, there's all kinds of help for Ubuntu and a couple of the others. Puppy is, I guess, real popular, but even within that there's variations of it. And you come across all the stuff that tells you how to do it, but it doesn't exactly match what you've got. So then you got to read between the lines, and it's not the easiest thing. But I'll think that's a good idea, is to open up a terminal and do it on a command line and see what happens. I guess that's probably, I got to do a lot of that command line stuff to get used to it anyway.
Roger that. Yeah, don't forget to Google it. You know, there should be some instructions out there on how to fix it. Okay, thanks for checking in, Pete. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'm now going to close the Black Blue Valley Service Net and return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank John, Ray, Clint, Charlie, Bill, Brenda, and Pete for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Boy, there is one other thing we talked about at the meeting. Ray came up with, I think he found some repeater directory thing that had the repeater and had a bunch of stuff wrong and whatever. But apparently also on that, whatever the page they had for us was, some of the wording that I had on the website about, you know, we're looking for repeater supporters, etc., but there's no way to spend money. And so what we talked about was doing two things. Number one, on the website is adding, you know, mailing address, P.O. box, then send in, if you want to become a repeater supporter, you could send a check, which is easy enough. And then the other thing, I said, well, PayPal. So, I have on my website, you know, PayPal pay me thing, and I volunteered to collect payments for the club by PayPal. So I don't know, we could link to what I have, or we could put something on the club, you know, the new club site to do that.
Roger that. We can do that. We can just edit up that page. I'll send you the directions. Here, let me write this down. Send Pete directions, because there's a extra login that I've added to the back end before you can edit any pages that you'll need the login information for. So I'll email that to you. Just an extra layer of security, because sometimes WordPress has vulnerabilities and you don't hear about them until it's too late. Just show you how you can edit the page to do whatever you want. You put your PayPal link in there, you know, your buy now or pay now button, and I set up the website so everybody would be able to edit it if they want.
Yeah, okay, so I'll look at that, and you know, maybe what I'll do with that, actually, since I'm going to use my PayPal account, is I can just basically link. I don't know. I got to remember how I did it. You know, PayPal does it and gives you the thing, and you just put in there. I have on mine, it's just a page, and, you know, it says, so you click on it, pay me, and of course it comes up and it says, tell us, you know, tell me what you're paying, how much you're paying me, and what you're paying me for. And then, of course, it links over to PayPal, and people can, you know, either put their PayPal in there or they could do their credit card. So I'll have to just figure out what, if it's best just to link over to what I have since it's my account, or whether I want to stick I could probably just put another, the same kind of page right on that, on the club server there. And that way, if, you know, maybe you'll get people who, well, they wouldn't you know, they'll say, well, I'll send a check later, and they never do it. But if they can click, maybe we get a few repeater supporters that way.
Roger. I'm checking the your PayPal merchant tools or whatever it's called there. There should be a donation, I believe there's donation links too, instead of, you know, instead of buy now or whatever, I think you can set up a link called like donate now, and I think it's less of a fee. I don't remember. I've never had to do it for myself, but I set it up for somebody else once a long time ago. But I gotta run. So yeah, I'll send that over here tonight, and let me know if you have any questions on it. KD2AIT.
Yeah, okay. I'll see. You know, that'd be nice if they had less of a fee, but who knows? I know you could, you know, you could just customize the link and the what it says, and you know, and all that, however you want. I did mine years ago, and I haven't looked at it since. Anyway, talk to you later, KC2WA.
This is KADVM, Stan. I'm clearing the repeater.